I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, December 22nd. Two people were critically hurt when a car crashed right into a house in Abington early yesterday morning. Happened about 3 a.m. Abington fire crews were dispatched to 633 Washington Street. Initial reports were that an overturned vehicle had struck a house and that multiple people were trapped inside. First arriving crews found a vehicle on its side with significant damage and two people trapped in the vehicle. The car was tightly positioned between a fence and the house. Structural damage and electrical meter damage was found on the left front of the house. All the residents had evacuated before the fire department arrived. Crews used hydraulic cutters, motorized saws, even the jaws of life to remove the roof of the vehicle and get the two people out. A man in his 20s was taken by ambulance to South Shore Hospital with life-threatening injuries. A second patient from the car, also a man in his 20s, was taken by ambulance to Boston Medical Center with life-threatening injuries. Abington Police, Building and Wiring Inspectors and National Grid responded. The building was deemed unsafe by the building inspector until additional structural reinforcement could be done by a contractor. Electricity was ordered to be shut down due to the damage caused to the meter and the surrounding service to the home. Five residents were displaced from the home as a result of that crash. A police pursuit that began Saturday morning in Brockton ended with a deadly crash in Stoughton, where the driver fled the scene. State police say it all started about 10:45 Saturday morning when Brockton police advised state police they were involved in a motor vehicle pursuit. The pursuit ended on Pleasant Street in Stoughton, where two people fled on foot. The suspect's vehicle collided with another motorist at the scene, prompting a response from emergency medical personnel. The driver of the other vehicle, an 84-year-old Stoughton man, was killed in the crash. The Norfolk County DA's office identifies him as John G. Smith. A 78-year-old woman who was a passenger in the vehicle was also seriously injured and is still hospitalized. Meantime, the men in the truck were not giving up easily on Saturday. Police said in an update that a multi-agency search was underway for the suspects who fled on foot. One male suspect was determined to be a passenger in the pickup truck. It was not taken into custody, but another male suspect identified by authorities as 26-year-old Jason Ortiz of Brockton initially escaped but was later apprehended in Stoughton. The DA's office said Ortiz, who was driving the pickup, now faces multiple charges. He's scheduled to be arraigned today in Stoughton District Court. Seven new Quincy City Councilors will be sworn into office during a ceremony on January 5th at 6 p.m. in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says State Auditor Diana Desaglio will be a special guest at that ceremony. David Jacobs will become the new Ward 1 Councilor, Walter Hubley in Ward 3, Virginia Ryan in Ward 4, Maggie McKee in Ward 5, and Deb Riley for Ward 6. Ann Mahoney and Susan Yuan will become new at-large councilors, and Mahoney will be the next city council president. Richard Ash ran unopposed for the Ward 2 council seat, and Noel DeBona won re-election to another two-year term as councilor at-large. The Quincy School Committee recently said goodbye to three longtime school officials as they stepped down from their roles. Michael Drakeo is retiring after 30 years as Director of Safety, Security, and Transportation. And school committee members Doug Guttrow and Emily Lebo did not seek re-election this year. Guttrow served 8 years on the committee and Lebo with 14 years. Kate Campbell and Tom Leong were elected to fill their seats. And Tina Cahill won re-election to her second four-year term. The new members will be sworn in during the first school committee meeting of the new year, January 7th at 6 p.m. in the Connington Building. Quincy Community Action Programs will be getting almost $9,000 from funds that were set aside for projects in Ward 6. At last week's City Council meeting, Ward 6 Councilor William Harris said the agency will put the funds to good use. The proposal received unanimous support. Harris said he was inspired by a similar move by Ward 4 Councillor James Devine, who moved Ward 4 mitigation funds to QCAP and the Southwest Middle School. Well, the Salvation Army is rallying the community to finish up the Red Kettle campaign strong. While donations are currently down about 24% compared to this time last year, as more families across the state face economic hardship, inflation, and housing costs heading into the holidays, the Salvation Army continues to meet growing and evolving social service needs. The organization serves as a critical safety net, providing Christmas gifts and food, offering emergency assistance with rent and utility bills, and providing shelter to those without a home. All Red Kettle proceeds support the Salvation Army's work with individuals and families right in the communities where donations are collected. On average, volunteer bell ringers raise enough money to provide nearly 250 meals to children and families in their respective towns. The Salvation Army attributes the decline in Red Kettle donations to a combination of factors, including a shorter holiday season, the fact that many people no longer carry cash, and as confirmed by numerous surveys and reports, people are cutting back on charitable giving due to current economic pressures. The Salvation Army Massachusetts Division is working to raise more than $2.3 million through this year's Red Kettle campaign themed Give with Joy to support critical year-round social services. Donations can be made in person at a Red Kettle or virtually. The Department of Conservation and Recreation welcoming families and residents across Massachusetts to kick off the new year with free guided hikes at DCR parks. January 1st, 2026, DCR will celebrate the 35th anniversary of its first day hike initiative with 16 hikes at parks across the state. This year's hikes also marked the start of the 250th year of America's independence. First day hikes began in 1992 when 400 hikers gathered at the Blue Hills Reservation in Milton to welcome the new year. Since then, DCR has led thousands of hikers into the new year along some of the agency's most popular trails. The popularity of the program here in Massachusetts led to its adoption by America's State Parks in 2012, expanding first day hikes to all 50 states. Locally, there is a hike in the Blue Hills Reservation on New Year's Day at 11 a.m. and noon, meeting at 840 Hillside Street in Milton, starting at 11 a.m. You can watch the Blue Hills Trailside Live Wildlife Demonstration at Houghton's Ponds with the Mass Audubon staff. Some food and beverages will be available for purchase at the concession stand. And at noon, DCR staff will lead two easy to moderate hikes for a 1 to 2 hour trek. There will also be one self-guided option, and leashed dogs are welcome to join. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 183 points. The NASDAQ rose 301. And the S&P is up 59. World stocks were mixed. The dollar was down. The euro rose. Oil at $57 a barrel. In sports, Patriots are now in the postseason after last night's victory over Baltimore, 28-24. They're at the Jets next Sunday at 1 p.m. Senators beat the Bruins 6-2. The Bees will be hosting Montreal tomorrow night at 7. Tonight, the Celtics host the Pacers at 7:30. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, sunny and breezy with a high 33. For tonight, cloudy and lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, snow off and on throughout the day. Could add up to an inch or so, the high tomorrow of 36. On Wednesday, sun and clouds. High of 40 degrees, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, and a high of 42. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20, gusting to 30 knots, but diminishing throughout the day. High tide, 12:38 p.m. Sunrise, 7:09, sets at 4:15. A traffic note, 4 River Bridge is due up at 8:30 this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, December 22nd. AM Quincy will be taking a break for the holidays and return on Monday, January 5th, 2026.